players ready, play. It's set day 6th of July, 15th seed here. Two matches into the Wimbledon tournament for 2024. And I've been pretty fortunate with my draw to date. First up is against Soonwoo Kwon from South Korea, who's returning from injury. And after that, I played Thiago Sabath Wilder, Brazilian clay quarter. Against Soonwoo, my focus was my serve. I took a bit off it to make sure I was getting a high percentage of first serves, trying to hit to the corners, mixing it up a bit, and seeking to control the points. And I played reasonably well. I was pretty happy with it. I served quite well. But I think, to be fair, Soonwoo is not at full match fitness as yet. He's just coming back from a shoulder injury, and he's on his least favourite surface. So I think he'll be looking at matches in the second half of the season, particularly on the hard court season in America. So I think he should do well there, and I wish him well. But in this match, I was able to break him pretty early. He seemed uncomfortable on the grass, and then really it was a matter of holding serves throughout and looking for the odd break opportunities here and there. So I was able to hold all of my serves throughout three sets, and it was a reasonably comfortable win, if you can ever have a comfortable win on the tour. But I was happy with how I played, but really my tests are to come. Well, after beating Soonwoo Kwon, I was up against Thiago Sabath Wilder. Now, people may or may not remember, if you've been listening to the podcast, that I lost to Thiago in Indian Wells, 1-6-5-7. It was a pretty disappointing match for me. He just outplayed me, outhit me. He used his big forehand on his, had a real attacking game. And that clearly was his game plan again, having that earlier match in mind. And he really started with gusto. And, he was going for his first serves. He goes for his winners, particularly off the forehand wing. And he took one of my service games in the first set relatively early, which was quite frustrating. I didn't play a good game, admittedly, but it also coincided with him landing some pretty big blows off my serve. And so he loses set, loses his serve, and then he proceeded to just serve out the set, and in the blink of an eye, it's gone. So the end of that first set, I was disappointed with myself, and I sort of sat myself down and really thought about what I needed to do. And I thought, firstly, forget my opponent. I was just reactionary. I was, reacting to everything he was doing, and I was letting him control the point because I was so focused on him. So first thing was forget him and play my own game. And that, secondly, entails getting my decent first serves in, particularly to his backhand side, so I can control the point. Now, against Soonwoo, I was able to take a bit off my first serve and just make sure I got a high percentage. That's fine, but with a bit off the serve, Thiago was just stepping in and giving it a wallop. So I thought I'll sacrifice some percentage and try and hit my first serves a bit harder, and actually served reasonably well, which was helpful. And then the third thing, I needed to move. I mean, I felt like I was just, chasing balls from him, or when I had a chance, I was just sort of fixed to the middle of the court. So I decided I got to run side to side, but also up and down. I mean, I've got to get to the net. I can volley. It's grass. Use those opportunities. So forget my opponent, serve a bit harder on my first serve, and move to the net. And that all worked well. Now, I think it was a combination of giving you that focus, I did play a reasonably good set, but also Tiago started to miss, and I think a lot of that was because it was a pretty gusty wind. The weather here has not been fantastic, and I don't think the outlook's that flash either. And so I was able to break early in that second set and carry on. It was interesting. We had on court 18, crowd are very close and really into it, and particularly I think when you know, I'm a seed and I'm losing the first set. They sort of got very much behind Tiago. But then in the second set, I think they wanted to see a good game of tennis and, you know, good competition. So they swung towards me. And then I think over the last two or three sets, or the last couple of sets, they were totally divided. And I think both Tiago and I were feeding off that. It was a great contest. And it was very enjoyable, but, you know, perhaps I'll say that because I won. But I had to concentrate throughout. I mean, you look at the scores, it looks like I won the last three sets relatively easily. But that really wasn't so, because I know that if Tiago can get on a roll, he's very hard to stop. So I had to make sure that that didn't happen. So the pleasing thing was that I was able to hold serve. I think it was probably helped with when it got tight. Tiago reverted to his natural instincts and played more clay court tennis, standing further behind the baseline, trying to drop shots, those sorts of things. I think that really played into what I was wanting. So even though I started poorly and lost the first set, I was pleased. I was able to think it through and turn it round, change my strategy midway through a match, and take it out in four sets. So I'll take the win. Not my best tennis to date, but I'm still in the tournament, and hopefully there's more matches to come. Fifteenth seed here at Wimbledon. I'm into the third round, and I've just found out that I'm actually playing a French qualifier, Quentin Helius, and basically hadn't expected that. He came through the qualifiers, beat Karen Khachanov, the big Russian, who I thought would be very well suited to the grass. So I've got a bit of homework to do. A couple of people have asked about Quentin Helius, have said that he's not your typical French player, in the sense that they tend to be your clay quarters. He's tall, he's got a big first serve, apparently a big forehand, which he hits off the back foot and often, you know, an off forehand, and can volley, so, and doesn't mind volleying. So hence why he's been successful here on the grass, playing through qualifiers and then winning a couple of rounds, including over Karen Khachanov. So that will be very interesting. And yeah, I'll have to look at a few tapes before we have our match in a day or two's time. The early Wimbledon news is that Andy Murray didn't make it to the start line for the singles at least. Said he'll still play the doubles with his brother Jamie. We'll have to wait and see. He's just come off a back operation, so I'm not sure anyone's 100% sure, but that would be a shame if he wasn't able to compete in the tournament at all. Novak Djokovic did play and did look good. He's wearing a knee bandage, it doesn't look so good, but no, I mean, he's just, you know, he's an amazing player, and to have come back from an operation earlier in the month, and of course I'm pretty conscious of it because he's in my quarter. If I was to win, chances are that I'd be playing Novak Djokovic, so keeping an eye on him, but he looks pretty good. The loser already, Andre Rublev. I don't know. I look at Andre, I keep thinking he's ready to break through. I mean, he's been top 10 for a lot of years now, so he's a very, very good player. But just when you think he's going to do something spectacular, he goes and loses early. So jury's out on Andre. He's got the talent, so I just think one time it's all going to click and he's going to do something brilliant, but he won't be at this Wimbledon. But he wasn't the biggest shock loser. The biggest shock loser was actually in the women's. It was Markita Vondrousova, and Vondrousova was actually last year's winner, and she goes out the first round, so go figure. Don't know whether it's injuries or preparation or just the pressure of being the defending champion, but Markita is out, and that really was a very big surprise. So I'll leave you now. As I said, I'll go and do some homework on Quinton Hellas. I'll get some rest, some physio, and then look forward to my third round at Wimbledon. And until then, thank you, ball people. Thank you, Hawkeye.